बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayo Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radhe Jayo Gauranitai 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 Jayo Gauranitai Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Swami Jai Jagannath. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra. Jayo Prabhupada, Jayo Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jayo Prabhupada. Jayo Guru Deva, Jayo Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jayo Guru Deva. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Nitai Gaur Premanande, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Charinam Sankirtan ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narai, Narayanam Namaskritam, Naram Chaiva Narottamam, Devin Sarasvatin Vyasam, Tato Jayam Udirayat, Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhaviti Nahishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. Welcome everyone to today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 4.29.76. The chapter is entitled Talks between Narada and King Prachibharish. Yatha Trinu Jalakayam Napati Payati Cha ना त्यजन् म्रिया मनोऽपि प्रगादेहाभिमतिं जनः यथा त्रिनाजलुकेयम् न पाति पयाति च न त्यजन् म्रिया मनोऽपि प्राग्देहाभिमतिं जनः यथा त्रिनाजलोकयाम् न पायति पयायति च न त्यजन् म्रिया मनोऽपि प्राग्देहाभिमतिं जनः.
There is one more verse, 77. So Prabhupada has given purport of both of them together. So I'll recite that verse. Yavad anyam na vindeta vyadhene na karmanam mana eva manushindra bhutanam bhava bhavanam. Word to word meaning, yatha, as, trina jaluka, caterpillar, iyam, this, na apyati, does not go, payati, goes, cha, also, na, not, tyajat, gives up, mriya manaha, at the point of death, api, even, prak, former, deha, with the body, abhimatim, identification, janaha, a person, yavat, so long as, anyam, another, na, not, vindeta, obtains, vyadhanena, by the termination, karmanam, of fruitive activities, mana, the mind, eva, certainly, Manushya Indra, O ruler of men, Bhutanam, of all living entities, Bhava, of material existence, Bhavanam, the cause. Translation, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The caterpillar transposes itself from one leaf to another by capturing one leaf before giving up the other. Similarly, according to his previous work, the living entity must capture another body before giving up the one he has. This is because mind is the reservoir of all kinds of desires. Purport. So it's a little long purport, so we'll read the whole purport. A living entity too much absorbed in material activity becomes very much attracted to the material body. Even at the point of death, he thinks of his present body and the relatives connected to it. Thus, he remains fully absorbed in the bodily conception of life, so much so that even the point of death, he abhors leaving his present body. Sometimes it is found that a person on the verge of death remains in coma for many days before giving up the body. This is common among so-called leaders and politicians who think that without their presence, the entire country and whole society will be in chaos. This is called Maya. Political leaders do not like to leave their political post, and they either have to be shot by an enemy or obliged to leave by the arrival of death. By superior arrangement, a living entity is offered another body, but because of his attraction to the present body, he does not like to transfer himself to another body. Thus, he is forced to accept another body by the laws of nature.
Prakarte kriyamanani guna karmani sarvasa ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate.
The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. Bhagavad Gita 3.27. Material nature is very strong, and the material modes force one to accept another body. This force is visible when the living entity transmigrates from a superior body to an inferior one. One who acts like a dog or a hog in the present body will certainly be forced to accept the body of a dog or a hog in the next life. A person may be enjoying the body of a prime minister or a president, but when he understands that he will be forced to accept the body of a dog or a hog, he chooses not to leave the present body. Therefore, he lies in coma many days before death. This has been experienced by many politicians at the time of death. The conclusion is that the next body is already determined by superior control. The living entity immediately gives up the present body and enters another. Sometimes in the present body, the living entity feels that many of his desires and imaginations are not fulfilled. Those who are overly attracted to their life situation are forced to remain in a ghostly body and are not allowed to accept another gross body. Even in the body of ghost, they create disturbances for neighbors and relatives. The mind is the prime cause of such a situation. According to one's mind, different types of bodies are generated, and one is forced to accept them. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 8.6, Yam yam vapi smaran bhavan tyajati antakalevaram tam tam eveti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavita. Whatever state of being one remembers, when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. Within one's body and mind, one can think as either a dog or a god, and the next life is offered to him accordingly. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita 13.22. Purusha prakriti sthohi bhungte prakriti gunan karanam guna sangosya sad asad yoni janmasho. The living entity in material nature thus follows the way of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species. The living entity may transmigrate to either a superior or inferior body according to his association with the modes of material nature. If he associates with the mode of ignorance, he gets the body of an animal or an inferior man. But if he associates with the mode of goodness or passion, he gets a body accordingly. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 14.18.
Urdham gachanti sattvastha madhya tishtanti rajasa jaganya guna vrittistha adho gachanti tamasa.
Though situated in the mode of goodness, gradually go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion live on the earthly planets, and those in the mode of ignorance go down to hellish worlds. The root cause of one association is the mind. This great Krishna consciousness movement is the greatest boon to human society, because it is teaching everyone to think always of Krishna by executing devotional service. In this way, at the end of life, one may be transferred to the association of Krishna. This is technically called Nitya Leela Pravishtha, entering into the planet Golok Vrindavan. Bhagavad Gita 18.55 explains, Bhaktya mam abhijananti yavan yas yavan chasasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvo gyantva vishate tad anantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. After the mind is completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, one can enter the planet known as Golok Vrindavan. To enter the association, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to understand Krishna. The process of understanding Krishna is devotional service. After understanding Krishna as He is, one can become eligible to enter Krishna Loka and associate with Him. The mind is the cause of such an exalted position. The mind can also get one a body like those of dogs and hogs. To absorb the mind always in Krishna consciousness is therefore the greatest perfection of human life.
Om Gyan Timirandhasya Gyananjanan Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Adi Pashyat Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurtise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langai Te Girenta Dripataham Vande Shri Guru. Hare Krishna. So before beginning, I will like to ask for blessings of all Vaishnavas and also my parents. They are sitting here, my father and mother. So my blessings, everyone. So I can speak something on this wonderful topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I was hearing one class of His Grace Radhesham Prabhu, you know, to prepare for this. So Prabhuji was telling that this section, which comes from 4.29.60 till from 60th verse till 80th verse. So this is the section is called
based, it teaches about transmigration of soul based on the desires of subtle body. So we'll try to discuss something on this topic. So we understand from Bhagavad Gita that subtle body, it consists of mind, intelligence and false ego. So man, buddhi, ahankar. So we can remember acronym MBA. Man, buddhi, ahankar. So this is like, like a body is there, it wears banyan and then it wears clothes, pant shirt. So subtle body can be compared to undergarments, because we don't see that. So, and mind, which is there in subtle body, it consists of all the desires, which living entity has. So as a living entity is changing the body, the gross body will keep on changing. But the most important thing is that subtle body continues. So all the desires are stored in the subtle body. So that is why to change gross body, it requires no effort. Just by passage of time, the gross body will change. We see that, if there is a small child and some relative, he goes abroad and he meets him after a long time. He says, "Kitna bada ho gaya tu?" Or if a person is small and he grows up, he gets a mustache. So to change gross body, it does not require any effort. But to change subtle body, it requires effort. And we see that this mind, it contains various desires, and at different cross section of life, different things become attractive. A small child, if you go with a small child and the child sees balloons, child becomes very much attracted. So small child likes balloons, toys. But if there's a grown-up adult and he also become attracted to balloons, then we'll know that there is something wrong with him. But so small child is very much attracted to toys. Little the child is grown up, then he's attracted to bicycle. He becomes more grown up, then he's attracted to bike. He wants Pulsar. And if he can get Mac laptop, that is like ice. That is the best benediction. And the more child grows up, goes to college, he becomes attracted to girls. He wants to know their name, their activities. And a person gets married and he has kids, then he's running after money. Money becomes sweeter than honey. Because money is the way he will maintain. And when he goes in mid-40s and late-40s, he starts getting all back pain, stomach pain. So he's concerned about health. So at different cross-section of life, there are different topics which will attract the living entity. So as we read in the purport, Srila Prabhupada speaks Bhagavad Gita 8.6, Yam Yam Vapi Saram. It says that based on our desires, we get a next body. Ali, it is not only true in the next life, it is also true within the same life. Like we say that face is the index of our mind. So based on what is our desires and what is our contemplation, what we are absorbed in, the same symptoms come even on our gross body. So like we see that many people, who have pet dogs, so they are always doing manan of their pet dog, contemplation. All the time they render all menial service to pet dog. Like in big societies, if you go in Western countries, it is true. Even in India, if you go to posh societies or you go to Magarpatta, everywhere they have boards that if your dog passes stool, then the owner responsibility is to clean the that stool. So as they are going with their dogs to give them a walk, they are also carrying some gloves. And when the dog passes, they do very lovingly, they serve. Like we do loving devotional service, we say that, serve the deities in a very intimate manner. So they also do very intimate service to the dog. And by doing such intimate service, they become very much attached. Like in Western countries, you know, one lecture Adanath Maharaj was saying that in a family, you know, everyone has their own room, their own bed, and there is, let's say, one pet dog. So it is a sign of success that who will sleep with the pet dog in the night. That this pet dog, he loves this family member so much that he would like to sleep in that family member's bed. So like this, so we see that, you know, when many of the people, they do such, because they are in so much contemplation on their pet dog, you see that gradually their face also becomes like that. You see many people sometimes, you know, I have seen, they are going with their dog. You first see the dog and then you see the owner. The face looks very similar. And in one society, like in one big housing society, there was one competition arranged that all the residents, you know, who have pet dogs, they have to submit the photo of the owner and the pet dog, and they will see, the one committee will judge that who resembles most, and he will get the first prize. So they made all the poses also like this so that they can come closer. So people think it's a sign of progress. That, you know, like that. On the other hand, we see that when a devotee, you know, when he is always associating with Krishna, you know, we see Krishna is always cheerful. You know, in our temple hall, we have such beautiful paintings of Krishna. So Krishna is always happy. You know, he's always blissful. We'll never find a photo of Krishna where he's in stress, that he needs some stress seminar. He's always blissful. And anyone who comes in touch with Krishna, he also becomes blissful. You know, he also becomes cheerful. And that is how, you know, this is the quality of devotees, you know, because of which people become attracted to Krishna consciousness. You know, people, they get introduced to Krishna consciousness, it is not just that because of philosophy. You know, philosophy sometimes goes bouncer. You know, no one is able to understand. But when new people come, they get very deeply touched by the wonderful swan-like qualities of devotees. Because they are always in touch with Krishna. And this is how new people, they become attracted to the process of Krishna consciousness. You know, I remember when I got introduced to Krishna consciousness. So I was in the fourth year of my college and I stayed 3 years in hostel life. So in hostel life, when you stay 3 years, you know, you have come in touch with different kind of boys. And when I met devotees in my fourth year, for me it was like meeting a different species. Because, you know, I was used to all the culture of hostel. So whenever any birthday celebration will happen in the hostel, so two boys will pick up, you know, they will hold the legs and one will hold the hand. And all others, so night 12 o'clock, they will go with when the birthday of there of that student, and they will take a slipper and they will hit the buttocks, you know, more than 1,000 they will hit, and then they will hug, saying, and then they will wish very happy birthday and all. So I was coming from this culture, and when I, you know, came to voice, so I was very new, like chanting one or two rounds. And here in the after morning program, one devotee announced, today is the birthday of so and so Prabhu. So mere ko laga abhi sare chappal nikalenge. Because I was coming from that culture. But then I saw ki sare log, you know, they all sat and everyone, they all began to tell his good qualities. So I said, bahut alag birthday hai. So you see, and for me it was like very much attractive, you know, to see the very refined qualities of devotees. You know, like I remember, you know, I used to come from my hostel, you know, means I used to come for morning program in voice. So I used to come jogging, and once one devotee, you know, because our voice was some distance, like from the main college campus. So one devotee, he was giving me drop on his cycle, you know, back to the hostel. So he was riding his bicycle, and there was a stand, like, you know, so I was sitting there, means on the front. And as he was riding the bicycle, every two pedals, his feet will touch my feet. And every time he will do like this. So by the time we reach the hostel, he almost did 100 times. Like this. So I was thinking these are like some different, you know, people only. Because in hostel we are used to kicking from behind. And here little bit touches, he, you know, does like this. So we can see that, you know, so that is why, you know, through the, you know, what is our contemplation, you know, it decides our different qualities what we exhibit. And we see similar in the life of Srila Prabhupada. You know, because Srila Prabhupada, he was always in touch with Krishna. You know, he was a Mahabhagavata devotee. And when he went to US in his old age, you know, if we see externally speaking, you know, Srila Prabhupada, you know, he was a very old man. You know, his height was also not very tall. And he had a very thick Bengali accent. But all these young boys and girls from Western countries who are in the prime of their youth, you know, they gave their lives to Srila Prabhupada. Because they became attracted to him, his wonderful qualities. So I'll recite, you know, one incident from Srila Prabhupada Lila Amrit, you know, which shows how all this young American devotees, you know, how they gave their lives to Srila Prabhupada and how much they loved him. So we know that when Srila Prabhupada in 1965, you know, when he had gone to US, that time he was alone and practically it is said he was not knowing whether to go right or left. But in 1971, after Srila Prabhupada preached for some time, you know, Prabhupada was once again, he was returning to US after spending some time in India. So in the Leelamrita, it describes one scene. So Prabhupada, almost after 1 year, he is coming back and is coming to Detroit airport. So that scene he described, that at airport, you know, there are 300 devotees with dhoti kurta and sadis. So they are waiting for Srila Prabhupada, you know, and all are doing kirtan. And then, you know, one devotee makes announcement that Prabhupada's flight has landed, and the kirtan becomes tumultuous. And then devotees can see, because the airport has a glass window, you know, from glass window they can see that Prabhupada is coming, and kirtan becomes more fast. And when finally Prabhupada, he comes out, then one devotee blows a conch shell. And all 300 devotees, they fall on the airport. Jai Om Vishnupad Param, you know, all. And all other people in airport, they are saying that, you know, who is this person? You know? Like some people who were in the same flight as Prabhupada, when they were coming with him, so they were not knowing that he was some special person. But when they came out, they saw the 300 people, you know, falling down. So this is actually, we see, you know, that how so many young people, you know, they gave their life to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada was very grateful to all of them. So the point is that, you know, when we associate with Krishna, then, you know, we also become cheerful. And since, you know, we are on the, you know, last few days of book distribution marathon, so I'll connect to book distribution and then we'll finish. So actually, His Grace Vasishka Prabhu says that, you know, when we go on book distribution, then actually it is very crucial that devotees to have good sadhana. Because when devotees themselves, they will be, they will be experiencing the bliss of Krishna consciousness, with that conviction, they can convince others that, you know, please buy these books. So once, you know, the devotees during time of Srila Prabhupada, there was a very big bookstall, one commercial bookstall. So many of the devotees, they kept Prabhupada books there, and they were thinking that books will be sold automatically because this is like a commercial bookstall. But they found out that after some time, very few Prabhupada books were getting sold. And when this news went to Prabhupada, then Prabhupada mentioned that my books are distributed by the enthusiasm of my devotees, you know. So when devotees are enthusiastic and they tell others, you know, what this book contains, and they see the happiness and conviction on the face of devotees, then actually people get inspired to buy the literature. So, you know, there was one very famous devotee in our movement who left his body. His name was Purna Chandra Goswami Maharaj. So once I was hearing in a class that when he would go out to distribute books, you know, he would so radiant, he was so much effulgent, that when he will go out to distribute books, people will tell him that I want to know the soap by which you take bath. Because I want to become similar, I want to shine similarly. Then he will say that you take this soap of Bhagavad Gita and you clean your heart. Then you will also shine like this. So this is how actually people get inspired. So I'll share some last few minutes of recent experience of book distribution, you know, which we had in our last 1.5 months. So with my own counseling group and with some other devotees, what I saw in our temple. So this year, because His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj came, he came on the 15th of November. So normally every year book distribution comes, but I don't take it very seriously. Means I do a little bit because there's some push from temple. So you do a little bit, you do, but that's it. But this year when we got a news that Maharaj has come, Gopal Krishna Maharaj has come and all counselors are called. So I also went as a kind of formal ceremony. But when Maharaj, he spoke, about book distribution, and then he kind of invited all the counselors in the front and he personally put this nursing kavach, means on all. And he was telling, please distribute. He was folding his hands. So, I was very deeply touched. I was thinking that, here is a personality for last 50 years. He is in the movement. And what substance, what position, and how he is requesting each one of us. So that day I thought that, okay, let me do my best. Let me try. So, because he came in the beginning only, like 15th November. Normally, by the time you pick up, it is almost in the mid-December, but this time because it came 15th November. So from beginning, the devotees were very much geared up, that this time we really want to do best. So it was a great inspiration to have association of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj in the beginning of book distribution and he telling everyone to do. So then, we had, our all counseling group members, we had a meeting. And, we took a lot of inspiration and guidance from His Grace, Vijay Gopi Keshav Prabhu, who is a kind of very big book distributor. And after discussing with him, we focused that this year we will do door to door in different housing societies. We'll focus on that. So we tried to get permission in different societies. Because every society has a committee. So you have to take permission and go. But we saw that no one gives permission. People say, nahi, door to door access not allowed. Maximum they will give permission, ki aap ek table laga lo society. No one gives. So we thought how to crack. So then Vijay Gopi Keshav gave an idea. He said, you find contacts of people, of devotees or favorable people who are staying in those societies. And if they are willing to come with you, because if the person is staying in the society and he comes with you different flats and say that I am, and he says that I am also resident here, then no one will mind. People will not have much objection because one of the residents of that building is coming. So like this is how I got a lot of contacts, made a lot of phone calls, different devotees from the different counseling groups, called many, many people that, we will like to come to your society. Can you please help us? So, if I made 5 phone calls, one out of 5 agreed to come. Because they said, nahi, mere ko bhi dar lagta hai, kaise hoga, koi mind karega. But some people, they were really very much enthusiastic. Yes, they said, yes, Prabhu, we will also come with you. I was waiting, koi hamare saath aayega, like that. So we had a lot of success in this last one. So, there was one society in Vanovari, which is called Green Valley. It's a very posh society. And, there are like almost like 9-10 buildings, and a lot of a lot of flats, and a lot of very rich people stay. So one of our devotees, so his name is His Grace Prahladnath Prabhu, you know, he also comes for DT Seva. So he stays there and he said, okay, I will help you. And he has a son, a 10-year-old son called Uddhav. So he said that he will come with you because he is very famous in the society. When he will come with you, people will know that, you know, that because of him you are coming. So like this, we went. So he was, you know, very much enthusiastic for book distribution, the small son. And like this, you know, we had one couple we dedicated for their society, and they were going every weekend for their society. And like this, we went 3 weekends to this one society, and we did 108 books with hand to hand, you know, going door to door, and you meet all, you know, you meet so many nice people, you know, people will open their hearts and home, you know, they will say, please come in, and then they will take a photo with you, you take a book, you know, they will say, what will you take, fruits, juice, you know, so, and they will say, if you have some program, we can come for the program also, you know, so we got a very good list, so that list we passed to Janva Mataji, you know, because she wants to start one program in Vanuvari. So, you know, like that. So it was a very good experience. Similarly, you know, we have this, you know, very poor society, which is in Amanora, you know, Park Town, you know, where all, so when we thought of going Amanora, to one devotee said, Prabhuji, wahan to bahut sare Jai Vijay khade. It's very difficult to crack. Michael, okay, we can try, you know, there is no harm. So one devotee we found, he said, Prabhuji, we'll try. Because I am also not sure whether people will mind or not, because rules are very strict here. I said, "Okay, but try karne mein kya hai? We'll try." So when we were going, so I was going in car with one more devotee, two of us with all books cartons in car. So that devotee is very simple devotee from village. So jab Amanora mein ghuse kehta, "Prabhuji, hum swarg mein aage lag rahe." Bola, very posh, you know. And then we went to, you know, this devotee society, and you know, he stays in one tower. So with him, you know, so there were. In one building, there were 22 floors, and on every floor, there were 8 flats. So we covered the whole building in 2 weekends, and we did 50 books, you know, hand to hand. And so many people, they gave their names. You know, aapko koi course hota hai kya Magarpatta mein, Amanora mein, hum bhi hai na, humare bachche bahut bigad rahe hai, you know, video games khelte rehte. So point is, so like this together, you know, we made teams of different couples, different devotees, and we went in different parts of Pune, different societies. So hand to hand in all housing societies together, we did 500 books this time. And actually when, you know, devotees, they will go, like what we will do, you know, we'll, because we only do weekends. So morning, you know, devotees will plan. Okay. So we have different couples. Okay. You go to this society, you go to this society. So we plan out, and then lunch, you know, we had kept one devotee's home, you know, which was like a central location. So everybody will come there for lunch, you know, 2-3 hours you take rest, again you go. So when everyone will come together, you know, to take lunch, you know, everyone, when we all took lunch together, it was like, you know, everyone was, you know, was experiencing that joy of Sankirtan, and everyone taking lunch together, it was like, you know, having a Sankirtan feast. And then all devotees, you know, once again rejuvenated, again they go back. And I saw that because of this seva, you know, last 1.5 months, you know, devotees in our counseling group, you know, they have made much more deep loving relationships, you know, because they went together out, they saw the sacrifice of each other, you know. So it was a very wonderful seva, you know, which we did, which we feel, because of which we feel very grateful. And also, I think time is up. Just 2 minutes I'll take. So I like, you know, like we did in housing society. So I'll share, you know, something about which I got a lot of inspiration from the group of His Grace Ugra Narsingh Prabhu. So actually their group is like, the whole group, you know, all married people, everyone is on fire, you know, for book distribution. You know? It's like you touch them, you get a, you know, some shock. You know? So I saw, you know, that, you know, they were able to crack to get permission in different IT parks in Pune. So then I became very curious, you know, that there is one builder called Panchil Builder. Now he has very big IT parks in Pune. There is Yerawada, there is Business Bay, the whole Yon IT park in Kharadi, you know, this belongs to him, and different IT parks in Pune. And he was, their group was able to get permission to distribute Prabhupada books in all these IT parks. And you know, they can display the books as it is, like no stress management or something. Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, and they get a permission to put up a stall right next to cafeteria. You know, where like thousands of employees come, you know, because so many offices, everyone will come there. So I was very curious how they cracked it, you know, because no one will give permission in such big IT parks. So I met one devotee who was the one who was able to get this permission. You know, so his name is Sushant Prabhu. So actually I met him. So he is an advocate by profession. So a few years back in 2016, you know, he's a very big man. So 2016, you know, he used to come to Kunj Bihari because he used to like khichdi very much. So every, you know, weekend he will come to Kunj Bihari just to eat khichdi. And he will eat 2-3 drone and he will sit and eat. So one day as he was eating, so our Vijay Gopi Keshu put his merciful hand on him. And he spoke to him, and because of his inspiration, he did all device, everything he did. And then he started practicing Krishna consciousness. And when he joined the group of Ugra Narasingha Prabhu, so he came to know that, you know, this is how devotees do book distribution. And he said, okay, let me try. Because he was a consultant of Panchshil Builders. He was a consultant, and Panchshil Builders, you know, they were into some legal issue, very big time legal mess. And this devotee, he really went out of the way to help them. And they got out of the legal mess. And these Panchshil Builders were very grateful to him. So they wanted to give him some big perks, you know, some kind of incentive. So he said, what do you want? So he said, I don't want anything. I just want that you give us permission to distribute books in your IT parks. And they said that, you know, because of your help, we never given such a permission, but we'll give you. You know? And they got the permission. And this time, you know, their group, when they distributed books in Yon IT Park, you know, there is phase 1 and phase 2. You know, there are like, there are more than 10 clusters, you know, different offices. So they put up stall for 5 days in different clusters in phase 1 and phase 2. And in 5 days, they distributed 2,000 books. So, you know, so we see that actually, you know, when devotees have that enthusiasm, then Krishna also helps, you know, like that. So I'll end with this last point. So his guy Vasishka Prabhu says, you know, that the most powerful combination is, you know, is to have good sadhana and then to go out for sankirtan. Like he says that rice is also very healthy, dal is also very healthy. But when you combine, there is this energy which comes from rice and dal. There are so many good qualities which comes. Similarly, he said that good sadhana and go out for sankirtan. This is the best formula by which one can perfect one's life like that. So in this month, you know, and so many, so leaving the comforts of, you know, homes, you know, so many grihasthas are going out and distributing Prabhupada books. So it was very inspirational for me to be in this community and get inspired by so many wonderful devotees. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.